At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Morning.
Morning.
Hello, Manti. Good afternoon, I guess. How are you?
I'm very well, Rohit. How are things in San Francisco?
Oh, fantastic. Very good. It's the perfect kind of day for Pan Parag, if I ate Pan Parag. I think that's my weak attempt at a segue into what we'll be talking about today, which is an old Indian classic, the Pan Parag ad featuring Shammi Kapoor. So without further ado, let me actually just play it and, you know, we'll observe a minute's silence or so while we hear the ad. Fantastic.
That brings back memory because that's an ad from the 80s, Rohit.
Right,
An ad from the 80s. So just in case, obviously, there will be people who will be listening on to this who may not be familiar with that ad. So Pan Parag, I guess everybody's familiar with. It's a mouth freshener. I think some people accuse it being a tobacco-based product, but I'm not really sure. But that's not what we're talking about today.
Right.
So this ad is set with Shammi Kapoor and Ashok Kumar. Two people who have never actually been on a movie together, right?
Right.
And again, that's kind of the trivia that sits around this ad. And Ashok Kumar and his wife in the ad is on the daughter's side. Shammi Kapoor and his wife is the son's, the groom's side. They've come to finalize the last minute arrangements. And the whole ad pivots on the one phrase that humne to ek baat bolna bhooli hai, and there's a deadly silence there because at that point they think right at the 11th hour there's going to be a demand for dowry, which is something that everybody was talking about and still do, and then it kind of goes the other way to say that no, we are not after dowry. All we want to do is ensure that everybody's welcomed with Pan Parag and everything's happy. So that's the ad. But it was one of the first ads. I don't know what your recollection of it is, Rohit, but it was one of the first ads which actually tried to talk about something that was, you know, slightly socially contentious. You know, think about it. You know, this is just after the Asian Games, and we've talked about Appughar some episodes ago. So that's the kind of space that we are dealing with. And people talking about dowry and Pan Parag. So what do you think about this?
Right. You know, it's very interesting that now that you mentioned it, I had never looked at it that way. But yes, you know, in its own way, it was trying to make what at that time was a progressive remark, which is that, I suppose it's I don't know, maybe it's more humane if you die of oral cancer than of, a dowry death. It's also that it's interesting that Pan Parag itself was not coded as a kind of dangerous product then, that consciousness came very late, much later. This, after all, is the era when you also had ads for cigarettes, fairly openly. But yes, this particular moment when, I think we are, India is still grappling with this sort of notion of modernity. And there's an acute self-consciousness that I think the Indian elites and Indian middle classes had about not being seen as backward, and practices like sati, you remember the Roop Kanwar case,
yes,
dowry,
yes.
These were seen as backward practices. And I think in its own way, it was, a progressive step. I would actually say that in some ways we've taken a step backwards, where in the name of a kind of return to tradition and a jingoistic nationalism, we now seem to endorse some of the most regressive practices.
So if there was like if this ad was happening now, and it had to call out some bad practices, this kind of Romeo hunting brigades that we've got. What's the thing that's going on in UP at the moment where people who
right
a man and a woman, so maybe Panparag can take on something like that as a campaign that kyu bekar kyu bother kar rahe inko aap Panparag le lijiye.
I think that would be a fantastic, right, that you know, just focus on Panparag. And you know, Panparag now is condemned as a product that's is carcinogenic and can cause cancer. I believe, was it Pierce Brosnan? Pierce Brosnan was kind of tricked into doing an ad for Pan Parag, no?
Poor Charlie. Not for Pan Parag. He was for Rajnigandha Pan Masala.
Okay. So it's the same product, different brand.
Correct.
But, you know, poor chap, he got conned very badly, and his agent afterwards, he realized that his agent had been told that it's a mouth freshener, which again tells us something about...
which in theory,
brilliant.
You know, it is okay, but it's a very loose definition of a mouth freshener.
Like it is, you know, that it is total like Indian, arre ho jayega na, like you can just imagine, you know, the agent is someone who works within Western frameworks. Now, Western frameworks, everything is very clear. Like, you know, contractual, spell it out. So, is it a mouth freshener? Ha, hai na, wo mouth freshener to hai. You know, thoda hai, wo cigarette ka jaisa mouth freshener hai na. And, you know, just you just remember, you just can imagine that Indian, you know, vagueness, equivocation.
It's a very good scenario you raise, Rohit. You imagine this meeting. So, Pierce Brosnan's agent is sitting. He's saying that, you know, so what's this product? It's Rajnigandha. What does that mean? It's named after a flower. Aha, okay. And what does it do? It freshens. okay.
And what does it freshen?
Mouth freshener, sir.
It is freshens mouth, therefore it is mouth freshener, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, and then somebody, some technical guy from nearby, and nearby technical people, generally you'll find in these kind of global meetings in India, there'll be some flunky from Singapore or Hong Kong, right? Mm. Who is well-versed. Mm. In so he knows. He said, but one objection, sir, this is carcinogenic. No, sir, it's mouth cancer. No, all of that is false. It's flower. It's Rajnigandha. They'll bring the focus to Rajnigandha.
Yeah.
And take it. The one thing I wanted to mention about this ad, Rohit, is if you look at it closely, looking at it, behind Shammi Kapoor and Ashok Kumar in the setting, there is a white marble statue.
Isn't it the Venus de Milo?
It probably is.
Venus de Milo, I don't know what. I don't know my Italian,
What perplexes me is clearly this is a North Indian wedding.
Completely,
right?
Completely.
Where one of the things that's being talked about or being ruled out categorically is the exchange of dowry. Now, and this is happening in the early 80s, cut into this, the set designer for this ad, what would have, because he's trying to replicate reality, right? Mm. The closest fit. What would make him throw in a Greco-Roman marble statue in the background?
So
it's an odd one because, you know, there was this, Ganeshji, you know, some. Or something tastefully, some tasteful
right,
Indian.
Right. I mean, you know, they can be like a Hussain, they can be a, you know, Raza painting, they can be a Jamini Roy, you
correct.
Know, or sort of ethnic chic like Bastar, Varli, etc. No, yeah. So this is, I think this is an element of what, you know, the writer and architect Gautam Bhatia has called Punjabi Baroque.
Right.
You know, if you lived or visited Delhi in the 80s, and my family, you know, my mom's side of the family is sort of classic, you know, partition story and so on. But, you know, mercifully, we didn't have, you know, we, I think in the extended family, there are some relatives with gold taps and that kind of stuff. But yeah. I lived in Delhi in the sort of, you know, refugee made good areas of Trans Jamuna or Jamunapar. And I remember in the 80s seeing a lot of these Punjabis who had made good, and they were very hardworking, enterprising people. They would build what were called kotis. And right. Marble, for Punjabis, marble is absolutely the highest embodiment of class. And that's what would happen is that you'd have a marble slab outside the gate, outside the colony, in the colony, outside the koti. And the marble slab would have gold lettering, and you'd have names like, you know, Rahejas, Kukrejas, Mutrejas, Malhotras, and there would always be an apostrophe.
Right.
The same families would also buy, like, this is the era of the Maruti car. So there would be a Maruti with some silver stripes at the back, and again, there would be that sort of pointless apostrophe, like it's Rahejas. So
right.
IT without S without apostrophe and Rahejas, like it belongs to one Raheja. So This is, but I also think there's an element of pan-Indianness to this because I remember some years ago visiting a colleague of my father's. There was some kind of like office get together after my dad had retired, and this was in Lokhandwala, and the entry of the building, and this Lokhandwala is supposed to be, or maybe it was in Powai, Hiranandani Complex, Powai, I think. So these are supposed to be like, super posh, and they're the answer to snobbish South Bombay, right?
Right.
So the lobby of that building, as it's called, the entrance or foyer or whatever you want to call it, there was this bizarre scene from like Greek mythology, which was completely, it was completely a sort of mishmash of different themes. There was some kind of, Diana the huntress with a bow and arrow, killing some mythical beast, which was a unicorn from the Lady and the Unicorn. But Diana also had elements of, silk smitha and, so it was just complete, and there was a sort of very gaudy over the top fountain, and this passed for like, sheer class and sophistication.
I think two other things jump to mind in this context. One is in the Maruti's that you mentioned, there would be a tissue dispenser
Absolutely.
with a very ornate box. So the
Right.
tissue would be, this is an ornate box. Obviously, if it was a Maruti of any good standard, there'd be some kind of mouth freshener in it to freshen the mouth. As you drew the attention to, the stickered message at the back. Sometimes it would be religious, like Jai Mata Di. Sometimes it would be a declaration of love, like Pappu loves Meenu, right? But that would be the kids' cars, right? Not the family's cars. But you're so right that, sometimes when these building projects happen, there is at the gate lions, elephants,
Correct, yeah.
lot of I'm yet to see a whale or something very large, but the idea of scale and regal is something that people are obsessed with. So maybe this marble statue in the background of a Panparag ad in the 80s calling for an anti-dowry message wasn't so out of place because obviously I guess what they're trying to signal is if dowry had to exchange hands here in this context, it would be a substantial amount of money.
Right. And also that these are people, it's sort of the wealthy elites who are going to, it's the responsibility maybe lies on them, the
Right.
people who have the money of, to purchase these very expensive objects of art and all, they should kind of set the tone for, for others. And I wonder if in some ways this is also the precursor of the, happy Hindu family. Like you see ads now, you'll have what's supposed to be a middle class family, but the house they live in is sort of fantastic, right? With Dadaji and, the dad and the mom, and there are pujas and there are Bajaj scooters or, Lux soaps or whatever.
Yeah, but I think part of the whole kind of myth making is signaling to people that by certain types of consumption you can get to certain types of
Right,
life,
yeah.
and that's true in any context. Over here in the UK, I'm sure in the US,
Yeah.
happiness as advertised by Mad Men
Yeah.
is something. So that's why I find these slots that we do on advertisement from different parts of the timeline in our country very interesting. I think
Yeah.
we've kind of nearly done this one.
Right. And I mean, you just absolutely, we're wrapping up. I just want to share one thought, if I may, which is that you've hit the nail on the head. And maybe this ad was, ahead of its times in terms of research. I mean, who knows? We might find that, Aristotle actually did enjoy some Greek version of pan masala. So it's possible, right?
Possible,
Plato pan
yes.
masala. Yeah, okay. So
Plato
yeah,
Parmesan.
so we've been thinking of one of the things that comes up are these different products that we would like to sell when we form, one of our many companies down the line. So I think along with Zalim Whiskey, we definitely want to do a Kickstarter for Plato pan masala. Okay.
Plato mouth freshener.
Plato mouth freshener, that's it. Rajnigandha flavored, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so on that
Chalo,
note,
take
let's
care.
call it a day, man. Take care,
Take
bye.
care. Bye-bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.